Yeah, that's what the Phillies are doing. They're playing games with us right now, and they're on the verge of getting eliminated here. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zilla joining us now. Elliot Shore Parks is calling, brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Up to the fifth C, that's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy as we get set for a game four, 5:08 tonight. Quickly, before we get to Elliot, the lineup is out. Hugh Bohm is in. He is playing third base tonight.
Okay.
The full lineup, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos, Bohm, Realmuto, Stott in at second base, Weston Wilson in left field, Brandon Marsh in center, so no Sosa and no Rojas tonight. Of course, no Hayes. Elliot with us right now as we react to it all. Elliot, how you doing today?
What up? How you guys feeling today? I'm feeling optimistic. How you doing?
I'm optimistic. I mean, but I'm always optimistic.
Yeah, we're talking ourselves into it, Elliot. We're going through the emotions of it. Elliot, I'm curious, the game last night, where you thought it went wrong, who you put the blame on as the Phillies, they lost a massive game that they could have won. Those middle innings were close.
Yeah, I thought last night's loss was squarely on the shoulders of Bryce Harper. We don't get to pick and choose when he sets the tone for the team. I thought they won game two because of Bryce Harper and that home run. I don't think Castellanos hits the home run after Bryce if Bryce doesn't hit his home run. I think he gets the team going. Last night, there's two on, there's nobody out. You go to the plate, it's two straight walks. To not only striking out is one thing, hitting a baseball is hard, but to swing at the first three pitches, two of which are basically outside the strike zone, like, you're the leader of the team. You're the tone setter for the team. The second he struck out there, that game was over. So I think last night, if we're going to talk about plate discipline and this team improving, that starts with Bryce Harper and him being the leader, and he blew that last night.
Elliot, I agree on that point. That at-bat was hero ball, right? Instead of passing the baton to Castellanos, because Manaea was totally wild at that point.
It wasn't hero ball. It was irresponsible, right? Like I get trying to make a play for your team. I get that. I like that quality in Harper. There's a difference between trying to make a big play and just completely throwing the game away. You want to swing at the first pitch? Fine, go for it. But that once you're down 0-2 and you swing at a pitch then that's like 3 feet outside the strike zone and low, like that's not hero ball. That's just really bad play in a big moment.
Well, and it's not practicing what you preach, right? He said pass the baton. And the guy had walked two batters before him. Odds are he was wild at that point. He probably was going to walk Bryce if he just didn't swing at those pitches. All right, Elliot, we were talking earlier about what's on the line tonight beyond just the obvious, which is the series and this season. And something that you have said in the past or made a comparison, I think is going to become a big talking point if they don't come back and win this thing. And Elliot, you've made the comparison that they're not that much different than the Sixers in the playoffs the last few years. And you've got a lot of pushback, including from me. But Elliot, if they lose tonight, you know, really, what are they? They're underachievers and they haven't shown to be a championship team.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see how many people want to apologize to the Sixers over the last few years if the Phillies do the same thing that they said the Phillies would never do. The reality is winning a championship is really, really hard. My point with the Sixers has never been like that they couldn't have achieved more. The point I've always made is they did achieve a lot, getting to the postseason every year, winning a game in the first round, being in the you know top four or five teams that are viewed as title contenders. The Phillies have been that, right? And they should be applauded for that, like making the playoffs three straight years, right? Being one of the favorites. But the fact that they are not going to get it done, and maybe they'll win tonight, and maybe this is a premature discussion, but it doesn't make them losers any more than it doesn't make the Sixers losers. So I'll just be curious to see if we want to view Joel Embiid differently, because I've heard a lot of he doesn't show up in big moments. He's a loser. You can't win with him. He has no effort. Well, what was last night from the Phillies? What was game 6 and 7 last year? So I just think people have to shape differently how they view the Sixers if the Phillies do indeed, lose tonight or lose this series.
That sounds like I told you so.
Right, he's listening to you. I told you so, Douglas.
Well, that doesn't make the Sixers better. It just puts the Phillies down to their level. What are we apologizing for? They both owe us an apology.
I like that.
Get real. Talking about.
We go with the apologies.
All the people calling the Sixers losers were wrong. Unless you're ready.
No, that makes the Phillies also losers.
None of them are
totally conflating issues.
The issue is none of them might be champions. I mean, that
doesn't make any sense. Now the Sixers are way better than what are we talking about? They still lost the first round. Freaking stupid.
Perspective, everything the Sixers have accomplished that we've all diminished the past few years as if it's super easy to do. Well, the Phillies are about to not do it, right? The Phillies haven't won a title. The Phillies choked in big games. Bryce Harper, who's had a ton of clutch moments, came absolutely up small last night, just like Joel has in other moments, right? So you can say like the Sixers aren't losers, but I just think labeling everybody a loser that doesn't win in the playoffs is such a like the wrong way to look at it.
Well, maybe that is, but the difference to me is they're all not champions, right? Like, we think Bryce is championship worthy, but he hasn't gotten there. I mean, we had a caller earlier mentioned he's heading down the Charles Barkley path. Dan Marino, he is a great player without a ring. Obviously, Joel has right. been in that his whole career. All right,
Bryce is no different than Joel, and I just hope people are able to admit that.
They're closer than maybe we had. Though, I mean, I do think it's fair to note the Phillies have been in a World Series led by Bryce Harper.
They have. Yeah. Absolutely. But that doesn't change the fact that Joel's a better player, right? Joel's had big playoff moments. So why is now Bryce super clutch and he's someone you can trust in big moments? They're about to get dusted by a team in the Mets that's worse than the Hawks team the Sixers lost to.
Are
people going to view that as an epic collapse that sticks with Bryce?
Yes, but that's I feel like we're trying to elevate the Sixers because of that. No they're both just down.
That's
not going to fly. Get
all right, Elliot, quickly, before we say goodbye, we're not going to let the Eagles dump news on us and not discuss it for even a second here. Your reaction to the Devin White release yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm here at the NovaCare Complex. Nick Sirianni just talked about the decision to release Devin White. He said it has to do with they feel confident in the backups. He said that Devin handled a tough situation well, and you know, I think what Nick is saying is true. I do think Devin White handled this situation well. But I think the way to look at this is, now four games in, if we want to do like a bi-week report card, is this was a major miss by Howie Roseman. I mean, this was not some flyer he took. They gave Devin White $3.5 million in guaranteed money. They signed him early in free agency. They targeted him as a guy they thought could come in and make an impact. Not only did he not make an impact, they didn't even play him. So I can't even really be critical of Devin White. Maybe Devin White's not as good as he used to be, but we'll never know because he never played in a regular season game here. So I think it's a miss by them. Look, it's not a major miss. This isn't Bryce Huff or, you know, giving $20, $30 million to somebody. But it is a miss by them. And they better hope moving forward that, you know, the linebackers play better, or that when the, you know, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. goes in, or Oren Burks, whoever it might be, that they play at a high level, because they basically, well, they did just give Devin White away for free.
Yeah, they did. It was not a good signing by Howie, obviously. Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on here. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk soon. And obviously, big Eagles game. We'll see you Sunday at the Link. Thank you, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you.
There
have a good one.
Elliot Shore Parks. All right, on the other side, we'll react more to the lineup the Phillies put out there. Does it make us feel better or worse about tonight? Is this series over? I don't believe so. Hugh doesn't believe so. Kyle is throwing the towel in. Where are you at? 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94.